Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on your Wednesday. A little sunshine out there. After a little bit of a foggy morning this morning, things looking much better. And now we're going to put you to work in our guest of the day segment. I'm going to implore you to do a little Emily Holly going to implore you to do a little volunteering. Joining us from the American Red Cross, Emily, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And let's talk right off the bat. Let's talk about the Red Cross and how folks can get involved and help you guys with your mission throughout the year here and throughout the Midwest and the state of Iowa.
Yeah. So right now we are really talking about resolutions that are easy to keep. You know, this is that time of year where you're making a New Year's resolution. A lot of people make them around self-improvement. And so here at the Red Cross, we are asking folks to consider making a resolution to volunteer with us. As an organization nationally, we are 90% run by volunteers. And that's something we are incredibly proud of. And so folks are able to serve their communities, serve the state of Iowa, and serve the country by becoming Red Cross volunteers.
Absolutely. And now when I think of Red Cross, Emily, I think of volunteering for like watching the cookie plate at blood drives or maybe handing out, you know, donuts and stuff like that. What is the volunteer time commitment and what are some of the opportunities?
Well, that you mentioned one that's called a blood donor ambassador. Those are folks who do help run the blood drives and make sure folks are comfortable. And you know, you're really you're the customer service representative for a blood drive as a blood donor ambassador. That's a great way to give some time. Another one that's commonly known is to join the disaster action team. These are people who are trained through our disaster services. These are free trainings that we provide as a disaster service volunteer. And they are folks who respond to local disasters. So it could be a home fire, it could be a tornado or a flood. But these are the folks who show up almost immediately when something happens in the community. And they are incredibly important folks and they really help us to deliver our mission. Another role would be working with me and doing communications things. You know, you could be helping come up with social media or taking pictures or writing up blog posts, things like that are wonderful things to do. And, you know, we also have our service to the Armed Forces Department and the services we provide through the Red Cross to folks serving overseas or folks who've been deployed. We make sure that messages get through to them, that their family left behind are taken care of. And we need volunteers for that area as well. And so the easiest way to find out whether or not we have a right fit for you is to go to redcross.org/volunteer. And as far as time commitment goes, it's really up to you. You know, what's great about volunteering with the Red Cross is that we really do have something for everyone, depending on what you're interested in, depending on what your time commitment is, you know, and depending on what you really want to be doing.
Emily Holly along with us this morning, American Red Cross. True story, a friend of mine was a reporter for the CBS affiliate here in Eastern Iowa and went out on a story and interviewed a volunteer with the American Red Cross. And 8 years later, they're married with 3 kids now. So, you know, great way to meet somebody, too, I guess, in those rare occasions.
Absolutely. I love stories like that. That's wonderful.
And more importantly, it's a great way to give back to the community, because when we think of the Red Cross, I think of fires. I think when, you know, the American Red Cross responds to people who have had a fire or the derecho in Cedar Rapids. You guys were on the ground making sure people had food. And it takes a lot of people to make those things work. And that's why it's so important. I'm assuming one of the many reasons why volunteers are so important to you guys.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, our mission is to alleviate human suffering wherever and however it may happen, right? And that's such a broad mission. And we are able to be successful because we have so many people who give of themselves, you know, and it could be an hour a month, or it could be, you know, we have a lot of retirees who devote quite a bit of their time with us. And it's because of everyone's commitment that we are able to continue to serve people when they need us.
Absolutely. So to remind everybody, Emily, what's the best way people can learn what they can do, when they can do it, and get in touch with you guys too?
Yes. So you go to redcross.org/volunteers.
Easy enough. Red Cross. And I just forgot it. It was so easy. I forgot it. Do it one more time. I'm sorry, Emily. I'm old. I forget things.
That's okay. Nope. It's all right. Redcross.org. So redcross.org/volunteers.
That was it. And my
you know what? And
go ahead.
You can also Google Iowa Red Cross and you'll find it.
There, that was the, see, I couldn't remember if it was a slash or a hyphen, then I started second guessing myself, and I actually cried a little bit here back in the studio. I was worried.
Yep, and we're on social media, we're on Facebook. We're pretty easy to find. So if you just need to do a general search, that's okay too.
Before I let you go, we've been talking about blood drives the last couple of weeks. New year, you're talking about resolving to volunteer. That's another great way you can help out when you find a blood drive in your community.
Yes, absolutely. You know, blood often dips this time of year because a lot of blood drives, both locally and around the country, need to be canceled due to weather. And so we want folks to donate blood when they are able, and if they are able. And, you know, it's one of those things that is always in need. You know, we can't manufacture blood. We can only keep it on the shelves for 45 days. And so it's a constant need, and we need people to come out and give blood.
redcross.org/volunteer. Just give it a Google search. Emily, thank you so much for the time this morning and making
thank
time.
Thank you.
I'm looking at your email. Were you up at 11:45 last night sending me talking points? Because that's, go take
I
a
was.
Nap if so. Go sleep. The hard part of your day is over. Go take a nap now.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you for the time. And we hope to send a lot of people your way and with some volunteer opportunities throughout the year. All right?
Wonderful. There Have a wonderful day.
You too. There goes Emily Holly with us, the American Red Cross. And yes, do volunteer. My Uncle Jim was a volunteer. He drove the disaster vehicle for a number of years based out of Waterloo around Hurricane Andrew and the floods of 93. And my better half teaches classes for CPR and water safety for the American Red Cross. My mom helps with blood drives and coordinating disaster assistance. Mandy Bieber does the same here out of Delaware County. They work hand in hand with the American Red Cross when it comes to disaster relief. So if you want to be a part of it, redcross.org/volunteer. 818. We'll put this interview online, as we always do, with our Guest of the Day segments at kmch.com. Sports comes your way in just over 3 minutes.